We are learning Mishnah Sukkah Daf Mem Aleph on the base, and we are beginning on the bottom of Mem Aleph and Aleph, the middle of the Gemara. Rabbi Yochanan Zakkai said in the Mishnah that he was Sakin that the whole 16th day of Nisan, you now let eat Chadash. So the first Gemara said the reason is because of Gzeirah Derabbanan, because maybe the Mishnah should be built, and then people will start eating right away, and since the Mishnah was just built, it'll take the whole day to bring the Omer. But Rav Nachman Yitzchak is another Pshat, according to the Marshal and other, it's a new Pshat. Rav Nachman Yitzchak Omar, Pshat Rabbi Yechanan is the Raisa de Gedin. Rabbi Yechanan ben Zakkai b'shitas Rabbi Yehuda Omar. The Omar, mina toira hu asa. It's going according to the shita of Rabbi Yehuda, which Rabbi Yehuda was his Talmud, that holds that mina toira it's asur the entire day of the 16th day of Nisan. The Chassid says in the Pasuk, ad etzem hayoyim hazeh, ad itzum shel yoyim, b'kashava ad v'ad b'chlal. When it says ad etzem hayoyim hazeh, and we said when the Mishpitish is not here and you can't bring the carbon, it's also ad etzem hayom hazeh. It means ad v'ad v'chlal, including the 16th day of Nisan. Ad etzum shayem, v'ksova ad v'ad v'chlal. And therefore, it's also the whole day. Medina, Medina deraisa, it's also the whole day. Break the mar, he's sov like avasei. Does Rabbi Yechim Mizaki hold like Rabbi Yehuda? V'amifak polagala. He argues on him, the Tanan. V'shachar b'sim v'kdash hishkim Rabbi Yechim Mizaki shiyem enaf kulay osur. It says in the Mishnah that Rabbi Yechim Zakkai was a Mesakein, that the whole day is Aser. So I'm Rabbi Yehuda, I live in our Torah Aser. It's also in our Torah. It's Ad Etzim Ayim Azeh, Ad Etzim Ashal Yoyim. And it's Ad Vad Bechlal. So it's Mashma, that Rabbi Yechim Zakkai was the Rabbanon. And Yehuda says back to him, no, it's the Raisa. And we're talking about Yehuda the Katayim. He made a mistake. Who saw Vam and the Rabbanon Kama? He thought Rabbi Yechim Zakkai was saying something to the Rabbanon. Velohi, and it's not true. Medir Raisa Kama. It's really Medir Raisa. Frank Timar about Iskin Kama. It says he made a Takana. So I'm going to have Hiskin, Dorash for Hiskin. He darshan in the Pasuk of Ad Etzim Yom Hazeh, and he's Mesakin, that's also the entire day. So upon him, bottom line is, there are two Pshatim, why it's also, definitely also the whole day, when the Mesvikta's not here. Either it's the Rabbanon de Gedin, the Gzeira, or it's the Rais de Gedin, because Ad Etzim Yom Hazeh does not mean till the morning, it means till the end of that day, because Ad Ba'ad Bechlal. Zok to Mishta Vaita. Yontiv Harishin Shalchag Shechali Yis V'Shabbos. We're going to learn later on, in the next Mishnah, in the beginning of next parak, that they were masakin that Shabbos you cannot bring a lulav. But there's an exception to the rule. The first day of Sukkot, especially in the Beis HaMikdash, when the Beis HaMikdash was Kayam, the halacha was that you were allowed to bring a lulav even on Shabbos. Shake the lulav in on Shabbos. So Yom Tov Rishon Shechag, Shechali is for Shabbos. The first day of Yom Tov landed on Shabbos, so everyone was going to shake the lulav. What do you do? Kala Om Melichim Es Luvayim Lebeis HaKnesses. Everyone brings their lulav to the Beis HaKnesses, and lemakras the next because they can't carry. And the next day in the morning, mashkimim avam kol echav avam. Everyone comes to shul kol echav echav makir shloy. Everyone's makir his own lulav, v'noit loy, and he shakes it. Because amru chacham einod miyos dech avasa v'yam to rishoin be'ulav eshal chaveri. Because chacham darshin v'msukim. We'll see in the Gemara the darshin. We know the psukim already that a person is not yaitze the mitzvah lulav with his friend's lulav. V'shayim oisachag. But the rest of the yontiv is no din lachem, and it could be yotze with his friend's lulav. So we're saying over here, what they do is they put it away in the shul in a safe place where they'll find their own, and they know which is the own lulav, and they come the next day and they shake their own lulav. If it's yontiv rishon shechag b'shabbos, and the shochak vahitzis lulav v'shiravim, and the mistake to carry the lulav out to shiravim. They're potter from achatas. Why? Of course, it's avera, but they're potter from achatas because since they were oisik with var mitzvah, the Rabbi Yosi holds that if you're oisik with var mitzvah, you're tar with var mitzvah, and you did a shaygig, you're potter from a carbon. That's Rabbi Yosi shita. We had it in other masechtas already. Someone is tar with var mitzvah is potter from a carbon. So it's two halachas on a mishnah. One halacha mishnah was that you need a lechem. The first day of Yom Tov, you're allowed to bring it on Shabbos, and you have to know which is your own lulav. That's number one. And number two, as Rashi said, that if you go out and carry a lulav and shirabim on Shabbos, the first day of Yom Tov, since it's a bereshus, which means it was tzarich mitzvah, you're part of famachatas. So how do you know that an adam is not yaitzev lulav and shachaveri? How do you know you now use a friend's lulav to yaitzev the mitzvah of lulav? The Tanur Rabban and the Rabbi, so it says in the pasuk, "V'kachtem shtelekicha v'yad kol echav echad." First halacha it says, "V'kachtem lashon Rabban," and teaches us that every person has to take a lulav. There'll be a havamina, only Bezdin shakes a lulav. Since the lulav is coming to save us from the bad winds and the bad rains, So maybe just the Bezdin itself was shake lulav. Like, you know, they would do the ritzui. They just like they bring only one person brings a carbon. Only the Klal Yisrael brings one carbon. They'll bring one lulav. Kamash lo lakachtem also rabim. Every person is mechuyev to take a lulav. There's the pasuk lachem. Mishul lachem has to be your own. Lohaytzi es hashaul ves a gazel. A borrowed lulav or a stolen lulav is not kosher. You're not yoitza with your friends at lulav on the first day of yontif. Only if he gives it to you, matano. There was a story with Rabbi Gamliel and Rabbi Shua, Rabbi Lozman, Zahar, Rekiva, Shayibo, and Besfina, that they were coming on a boat. Rabbi Gamliel was the only one who had a lulav, it means a lulav in Asterix. He bought it for thousands of zoos. Not like Rabbi Gamliel. Rabbi Gamliel shook the lulav. Yatzabai is Yaitzav Nostra Rabbi Yeshua of Matana. He gave it to Rabbi Yeshua of Matana. Not like Rabbi Yeshua of Yatzabai. Rabbi Yeshua took it and he was Yaitzav Nostra Rabbi Lazar Mazari Matana. He gave it to Mazari Matana. Not the Lazar Mazari of Yatzabai. Rabbi Mazari took it as Yaitzav Nostra Matana Rabbi Kiva and he gave him Matana to Rabbi Kiva. Not the Rabbi Kiva Yatzabai. Rabbi Kiva took it as Yaitzav. Vechziru Rabbi Gamliel. He gave it back to Rabbi Gamliel. Now, Lomel Yomema Chziru. Why do you say he gave it back to Rabbi Gamliel? Milsag of Orchid Kamash Malon. We're telling this different chiddush that matana amenas lahachzish ma matana. A matana that you have to give back is still called a matana, even though it's a tanai. Ki ha'dam Rava, like Rava says, heilucha esuk zeh amenas tachziru lu. You give someone esuk, I give it to you, but tanai condition you give back to me. Notlu v'yatzabai, he takes it as yotzer a mitzvah. Hechziru, if he gives it back, yotzer, he's yotzer a mitzvah. Lo yechziru, doesn't give it back. Lo yotzer, he's not yotzer. Mafreya, retroactively, he's not yotzer. So let's stop here. First of all, why didn't Rabbi Shua give back to Rabbi Gamliel right away? So Taisa speaks out that the das of Rabbi Gamliel was that everyone should be yotze first, then give it back to him. Now number two is, did Rabbi Gamliel say that Menashe Yachziru Li? You see, Klo, you have to give it back here. If not, that you're not yotze. Did he give it back to him or not? So it sounds like from Rashi. Rashi says, Hokamash lo under Rabbi Gamliel Menashe Yachziru Li Nashlehem. He gave it Menashe Yachziru Li. It's Menashe, you have to make the Tanai Klo. But the Rosh brings down from the Bala Itter. The Rosh Hashim Lamed brings down from the Bala Itter that you don't have to make a Tanai. Because of Bala Itter, Mestavra, Kivin Shem Makabal Matana, this is a guy accepting Matana, Yedeya Shah, Noisin, Ein Noisin Matana Gemura, he knows he's not giving it to him for keeps. So he's Tarach who are dying well, he has to be Yitzah. Shein Luv Acher. Ein Tarach Lefarish Loi, Abnas Lachzah. I'm going to speak it out. El Nois Loi Stam, Vam Makabal Machzah Loi Stam. Vein Tarach Tanai. You don't even need a Tanai. Dor Rav Gamil, Nos Matana Loi, Abnas Lachzah. You don't say they said Abnas Lachzah. And that's what he passed in Shulchan Aruch. That if someone gives you the esrig on the first day of Yontif, it means I'm going to ask to give it back. And I can ask me, what do you mean, he's yotze already, what does he need it back for? Tomorrow he'll have yotze with a shaul. So it's two pshatim. Either pshat is talking about second day Yontif in Chutzlars, you have to get it back. Or the Mayim Matcha says, because right from our Gemara here, that even to be yotze tomorrow, where you don't need lechem, a person would rather have his own. And that is also a chazakah that he wants to manash shach zirali. Now there's another Indian over here, Tosfos talks about every Tanai needs a Tanai kafel. Needs certain conditions for Tanai, needs the halachas of Tanai. Why didn't it say? So Tais says it needs it, just didn't speak it out. Other Rishonim, that's our Minig, says you don't need the whole Tanai kafel, and it's enough. At certain times, when it's Umdana, we know it's a good Tanai. Zogtik Maravaita, okay, Marish, Zogtik Maravaita, Lomel Yomeimar, Shalachu Be'elev Zuz. Why did they have to say that you bought it Be'elev Zuz? Why do you have to say that you bought it? What went to the game? Saying, "Well, hadiyacha, kama mitzvah chavivis lein." To see how much mitzvah chavivis they bought it, they put in 1,000 zuz on it to see how much mitzvah chavivis lein. There happens to be there's a taisvus earlier on that we didn't speak out when we learned it. Taisvus is on daf lametesav and aleph. It says there when you buy an esrog with shvius, you shouldn't give more than mazon 3 sudas. So Taisvus says, "Vais tais the esrog is more expensive than 3 sudas." That's a pashta esrog. It's more than 3 sudas. So if someone, you know, eats his 3 sudas in prime grill and bagel and everything, he has to spend the esrog. At least, you know, $400. He has to spend the esrog. It's more than 3 sudas. That's what it says. Like a bottom, but I don't know if that's true what I'm saying. But you see, the esrog is not, even though those weren't so cheap, it was more expensive than 3 sudas. That's how expensive esrog is. But here, he spent 1,000 sudas on it, and it was a shvach. It was a praiseworthy thing to do. You see how much chavivis mitzvah salahim. The Achrayim are busy with this. Rabbi Gamliel was a Nasi, it's not a big deal for him. They're busy with this. But the Bryce is telling us, the thousands teach us, that it is a mitzvah, the Indian, to spend money, al chavivis and mitzvahs, on an esrog. Omalei, Marbar Meir Rashi, He used to daven holding his lulav and esrei. When he davened from esrei, he loved his lulav and esrei so much. He davened the whole davening with his lulav and esrei. Meisay meisay kasha. It says liyoches om tefillin biyadoi v'sefer Torah b'cheikar v'yispala. The person not daven when his tefillin are in his hands or he's holding sefer Torah. Why? Because he's scared about dropping it. He's not going to daven b'kavon. He's scared about dropping it.
This is
Shemar Esrei. Yeah. Lo yashdim ben mayim, and while he's holding his tefillin, he shouldn't be mashdim mayim. Lo yishdim ben, he shouldn't sleep. Shouldn't kavala, shouldn't sarah. Even a little doze off, he shouldn't, because he might drop the tefillin. V'amar Shmuel, sakin. If you're holding a knife, a ka'ara, or a plate full of food, kikar, a roll, umma'os, and money, harayel keretz ben. You should not daven when you hold these things, because all these things you're nervous about. Like Rashi says, you might drop the knife onto your foot, or you might drop the plate or the money. Or the roll or the challah might get ruined. Therefore, you're not allowed to daven holding these things. So the question is, how are you allowed to hold a lulav while you're davening? You're not going to daven well because you're not going to daven well. Why not? Because you're busy worrying about dropping your expensive esrei. So the Gemara, hasam lav mitzvenu v'taru v'hu hacha mitzvah loytaru. There, it's not a mitzvah to hold it. So therefore, you're worried about it. But it feels heavy for you, Rashi says. But here it's a mitzvah. When you have a mitzvah, you love your mitzvah so much, you don't even feel yourself holding it. And therefore, you would not be tarud in holding it. Tayyum to the braisa. Rav Elazar and Tzadok Omer, kachoyim and hogon shel anche Yerushalayim. This was the minig of the anche Yerushalayim. Adam yoytze beisev lulav biyado. He left his house with his lulav in his hand already. What's one of the rayas that you shake lulav even before davening? It's big shayla in halacha. When's the ultimate time to shake lulav? Before davening or after Shemoneh Esrei? So Adam Yaitzel will base of love of Yada. Hoylech will base of Knesset love of Yada. He goes to the Knesset, the Luluv is still in his hand. Kara Kriya Shema Mispala of love of Yada. He davins and he says Shema with his Luluv in his hand. Kara B'Tayrav and he says Kapov. When it comes to read the Torah, Rashi says he's going to be Goylit and he opens it up. So he can't be holding the Luluv. And he does Noise Kapov. He does Duchening. He can't be holding Birchus Kanim. He can't be holding the Luluv. What does he do? He puts it on the floor. He goes to Vaka Choylem and to Menachem Avel. The lulav is in his hand. So let's just go back a second. I went to Mass to Rav Schleisinger. You put the lulav esrei on the floor. So he said, you stand it up. It doesn't mean you put it on the floor. You stand it up on the floor. That's derech kavod. When esrei goes, you have to stand up. Stand it up. But he says the mnicha karka, but you stand it up. Then we go to Vaka Choylem Menachem Avelim. Love of Yada. You see from here that it's just an idea of Nichem Avelim on Yantiv. You know there's no one says Shiva on Yantiv, but there is an Indian Nichem Avelim, like we find on Shabbos, in the Gemara and Masechta Shabbos. Nichas Beis HaMedrash, when you call Beis HaMedrash ready, then you can't hold it anymore. Why not? Rashi says, Torah B'Shmaitza. When you learn with Be'ir. So then, Meshagel Lava B'Yad B'Noi, or B'Yad Avdi, or Shluchai, and he sent it home. That is sent it home. So I'll talk to my Kamashlon, what's the Chiddush of this whole Braisa? So, Frank, the Achrayim, when it's a Chiddush, I just told you, murder your Chiddush. When you're davening, let it hold a lulav. So the Aruch Neres says, the Kshayla is when you go to Vaka Chayim, Nichem Avelim, what's the Chiddush you're holding a lulav? That's the question. The Sfasem is a different Shai. He says, but the Anshu Shalayim, they held it the whole day, it was Pasha that they weren't Torahed for Shash Meneser. It was only the other man, the other Amayro, that only did it for Shash Meneser, but him were worried about being Torahed. But upon the question, my Kamash will on. Now, the Yach HaKamah is using mitzvahs. See how careful, how excited they were about mitzvahs. They held it the whole day, and that's the Chiddush of this. And Shulchan Aruch brought down such a minig to do it, to hold it the whole day. It says Medaktikim should do it. The Medaktikim hold the rule of an Esrei the whole day. So the Achrei Medayik, that only Medaktikim should do it. It's really a ma. So it says Loshen Vamedaktik comes from the tour. So the Bach learns Medaktik means Dafka people who are Medaktik in mitzvahs. So if a person does not keep all the mitzvahs so stark, he's not so Medaktik. By him, it's Mexican Yura walks around with lulav the whole day. So that's why we don't see so many people doing it, because it's more Mexican Yura. But there is an Indian to hold your lulav a little extra after halal, not to throw it away right away, to hold a little extra. And because the chavivus ha mitzvahs.